Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Cosmopolitan's All The Way With. I'm Laura Capon.
And I'm Paisley Gilmore, and this week we'll be joined by Sunny Joy, who is a tantric sex expert.
Why do I want to go wee?
Wee. I don't know. Why do you want to go wee?
I don't know. It's because I'm immature and I'm nervous about talking about tantric sex.
Do you want to talk about another sex thing quickly?
Oh, that will make me nervous. So, I mean, the thing is, I volunteered this information out, mm-hmm. but basically, dear listeners, I've been having really vivid sex dreams.
You laughed before you'd even finished.
Oh, just think,
tell
why?
Us about them. Tell us about them.
Well, they're like with someone that... Got that somewhere there I used to know. So there was like, what was the favourite word I was using last week? Past dalliance. But I don't know if that's actually the right word for the person. There was someone that I had, we didn't date, but there was things there.
Emotions.
Yeah. And I just keep having like really vivid, intense sex dreams. And ooh. We haven't spoken like in years. I don't see them. It's just quite intense. And now I think, am I, you know, secretly like in lust with them?
Ooh.
But I don't think I am.
So in the dreams, are you happy that you're shagging them? And like, is it positive?
Yeah, I'm buzzing.
And what have you been thinking about it in your waking hours? Have you been like,
a bit of shame. You know, just when you sort of wake up and you're like, whoa. That was, you know, that wasn't a PG-13 dream.
Oh, really? So is there any reason why they've, like, popped into your head? Like, did you see them on Instagram or, like...
I don't know if it's, like, something... saw them on Instagram, but I also feel like at the moment, I don't know if it's just 2020 vibes, but I feel like I really want to reconnect. I feel like that's, like, the... I don't know if it's the way forward, but I feel like, you know, like reconnecting with someone from your past.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm then spending a lot of time thinking like, oh, who could I reconnect with? And that's kind of how it's happened. But I guess it's just weird when it's someone that you don't really think of very much. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like day to day, he doesn't get very, like, I just wouldn't think of him, but suddenly he's in my sex dreams.
He's there. That's so interesting. Well, obviously I've written a feature on this before because I find it very interesting. And I spoke to this psychotherapist called Hilda Burke, and she said that sex dreams are usually not really about sex at all, obviously, and are like a way of figuring out other emotions. Ooh. That you're experiencing. So she said that like having sex with an ex in a dream or someone from your past or someone you haven't seen for years is actually pretty symbolic, and it usually has a deeper meaning. And she said, this is a quote from her, she said, you've got to think, what does that person represent? For example, what were they like at school? Were they really popular? Were they geeky? And how do you feel about that? And maybe there's a part of you that feels really geeky, for example, and this person could symbolise that part of yourself.
Oh, that's interesting. But like, as in, so they weren't geeky, but if it was geeky, would I then, what, be worried that I'm a geek?
Yeah, but I don't know if everyone else remembers about your Zelda revelations, but you don't need to worry about being a geek. You are a geek.
They were really outgoing.
Do you want to be more outgoing? No, you don't, do you?
No, maybe I do in some ways, because maybe I've been not very outgoing this year.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like the spice. I don't know why I thought.
The spice? Why did you say it in an Australian accent? Maybe it's the spice.
Yeah, so maybe it is that actually, that I've become a bit more introverted.
Yeah.
Oh, I love analysing myself.
I know you do. Do you want people to send us stories of their sex dreams?
Yes.
No? I thought you might.
So I'm not the only one. But yeah, I've just never had them where they're like, I'm going to use the word graphic.
Yeah.
Do you have graphic sex dreams?
Rarely, no. And I was just thinking that. I was like, does that mean that I've got no issues in my life?
Probably. Or also, you don't need to dream about it. You've got it, like, you know, IRL.
I'm doing it, yeah.
Yeah? Do you know what I mean? Sorry. I have to dream.
Oh, that's really got me. I wonder if you could train yourself, because sleep orgasms exist. I wonder if you could train yourself to have orgasms in your sleep. And I think that's probably the kind of thing that Sunny Joy will know about.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We're going to ask her.
Do you want to ask her or shall I?
You.
Yeah, okay. I'll just add it to our little script here.
Okay.
Sleep orgasms, question mark. Also, I was so wrapped up telling you about my sex dream. I didn't tell you about discussing our last guest with Jan, my mum.
What? You did it?
Yeah. You know, I said I don't ever discuss the podcast with her.
Yes.
I was like, no, I'm going to do it this time. So she was like, oh, how's your podcast? Who did you talk to? And I was like, oh, we spoke to a champion squirter. She produces over a litre of squirt. And she just looked at me and she said, sometimes, do you think what you do for a job is normal? But I think it's because, like, she sees me just, like, opening beauty posts. And then the next minute I'm like, so I just spoke to a squirter. But yeah, I told her that I was going to do this tantric sex one, and she just went and told my dad.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, I walked away by that point.
Oh, that is cracking info.
Right, should we get Sunny?
Let's get her.
We're joined today by Sunny Joy, who is an expert in tantric sex. She refers to herself as a sacred sex goddess and tantric energy healer, and is here to explain to us what that involves and how you can have an energy orgasm. What an intro, Sunny. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I've never heard anything like it.
Yeah, I've never heard of an energy orgasm either, so I'm very excited.
Oh,
we also want to ask you about sleep orgasms, but we will get there.
That's one to build up to.
So I guess my first question is, what is tantric sex and how does it differ from quote unquote normal sex?
So tantric sex is all about alignment. It's about aligning your mind, your body, your spirit into like this exquisite moment of connection with yourself, with your partner, with your creator, the universe, or, you know, whatever belief you have about this higher power. So it's about being fully present to the moment.
So how would you, if you were someone like me that I would say is like a bit of a pessimist, how would I align myself? Like, what would I do? Like, tell me what to do.
So I think the first step is getting comfortable with yourself. So when you believe that your sexuality is a gift from the universe, that is a gift to humanity, that is a gift to yourself, that is a gift to other people, then you can start to be more comfortable about it. And so it's about letting go of any shame, any guilt, any, you know, insecurities about sex and yourself. And then that starts your alignment.
So would you say you have to be spiritual or religious to practice tantric sex?
Well, so I think that even if you don't claim to be spiritual, you can still have the same type of experience, because it's still, you know, what is regardless of what you call it. So there is some kind of energy between us, right? We can feel it when we're close to someone that we're attracted to, right? We feel it. And so that's also what I'm talking about. So no, you don't have to necessarily be spiritual, but it's again about connecting to the moment, connecting to the vibration and being true to that connection, that is real.
Okay. So it's kind of like removing your inner like thoughts and worries.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it similar to mindfulness in practice?
It is.
Okay. But so I guess what I want to know first is like, why do we want to align? Like what's the point in tantric sex? What would we get out of it that we're not getting from like our normal sex lives?
Oh, look, so for people that aren't spiritual, our thoughts, right? Our thoughts are so powerful and they do carry messages. They do carry energy. So when you have tantric sex, the point is that it elevates it just from a body experience and turns it into a mind experience. It turns it into something that's deeper, that's more cosmic, that's has more sensation. And so it's, you know, ultimately we use sex, right, to have kids, obviously, and for pleasure. But when you get to this place of tantra, this energy, our sexual energy, is the most creative and powerful energy. So the energy can be used to magnify pleasure. It can be used for healing. It can be used to create things in your life. So it takes it just from this one note thing of pleasure to this whole big world of pleasure and healing and connection and creativity.
So how, if I want sex to heal me, because I love the sound of that.
Deep healing.
Deep healing. Sunny, how did you learn tantric sex? How does someone learn? Is it like yoga? Like, do I go to classes?
You could go to classes or just meet someone who does it. So, I mean, that's kind of how I got into it. I guess I came to it from more of a healing aspect. Yeah. So I used to be married and my ex, he used to have these pains in his knee and I used to just love on his knee, right? Like with my thoughts and with my love. And I was like, oh, knee, I love you so much. Don't hurt. You know, I'm so serious.
I don't need to laugh. And then he went,
no, it sounds funny, but it happened. And so he was like, oh, it feels so good. And I'm like, huh? And so when I started researching it more, I was like, oh. And so then I wanted to get a teacher, right? So I kind of put that out, like, yeah, I need to find a teacher. So one day I was at a club, right? And I was dancing. I mean, I was getting it. Well, y'all don't know me, but look, I can dance. That's my other power. So I was dancing, and this dude kind of just slid up into my energy and like into my rhythm. And so we started dancing. And so we, you know, became acquainted and we started collaborating artistically. And then one night we were in the studio, we were recording vocals and he was like, yeah, just lay back, just, you know, relax. And so I see him. So I start to feel something, right? And then I see him like moving his hands over my my chakras, which I can come back to that if you guys are not familiar.
Yeah, let's come back to that.
Yeah, we'll need to know about those.
Yeah. And so I'm feeling so good, right? And I'm like, he's not touching me. And I will tell you that I had orgasm after orgasm. He didn't even touch me.
Imagine. And what about your husband at this point, Sunny?
Oh, I was divorced.
I was picturing him at home with his poorly knee.
You know what's funny? You know, I would have to say that I have had, I guess we're going to circle back to energy orgasms. So even before that, I had them myself as well. So it's there. It's like we have this.
Yeah, can you explain
realm.
An energy orgasm to us? So is that what you had with him without him touching? Is that an energy orgasm?
Yes.
So it's basically orgasming without sex.
Yes.
Without being touched, yes. What, like, on the genitals?
On the genitals.
I hated saying that. I sounded like my dad. I really hated that.
You really did. So did he know what he was doing?
How does that happen? Yeah. Oh, so many questions.
So I asked him, so then I asked him afterwards what he was thinking. He was just like, well, I was just focused my thoughts and my energy on you. And I was just thinking how beautiful you were, how I wanted you to feel good. So it was like, in that moment, it wasn't even his intent really to give me an orgasm. It was just, he wanted me to feel good. And I was like the natural offshoot.
And did he know that you were orgasming?
I don't know if he knew in the moment.
Yeah.
But he knew because we talked about it.
I'm just trying to get myself to visualize it. Because in my head, it's like he's like a superhero. Do you know what I'm trying to picture if you were reacting in the moment or if it was more afterwards. Like, well, what happened?
Yeah, I would imagine that he felt the orgasm. And since we hadn't talked about it or done it before, he might not have known it was exactly an orgasm, but he did feel the energy. Yeah.
But did you feel the orgasm coming out of your, like, vulva? Or is it, where do you feel it?
Let's see.
Look at you giggling. We just want to feel it through you. Yeah. We want to vicariously feel the energy orgasm. Tell us.
Sure. So it's almost like you feel, the energy comes out of your vagina or, but it really is different from a physical orgasm. I don't know. It's hard to explain. So I would say, yes, it comes from there, but it's not as rooted in the physical. You feel it physically, but it's more wispier, maybe.
Is it?
Wispier.
Is it anything like, you know, if you really like someone and you haven't, nothing's happened yet and like you brush arms and it's like, it a bit like
electricity?
Yeah, is it a bit like that?
Yeah, it is a bit like that.
I love that feeling.
But it's like this feeling between us that we, the way we make each other feel, it's like magic, you know? It's amazing.
I think we've all felt like that feeling of like your arm brushing. I mean, I'm so naive, aren't I? Your arm brushing someone. But I guess it's like just how your word, so you would call that, I wouldn't call that energy, but I guess you would call that energy.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I guess like, so I've heard that Tantra is a lot about like slowing down, because I think often when we have, in quotes, normal sex, we're like so quick to get to like the finale. We don't really spend much time like looking at each other and like touching each other softly. It's very much like stick it in, let's all come.
Right.
So is Tantra, is that what Tantra is about? Like taking your bloody time for once?
It is. It's about every touch being amazing, right? Every moment of the interaction. And so it's about connection. So not just, like you say, I'm going to get off, but it's like, hey, just brushing your finger down your partner's arm is a moment in and of itself.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I'll see you. You still there?
This is like my dream sex life, just with hand-holding. And does it go on for days? I don't know why in my head I think days, but does it?
I think so too.
Yeah, like day five.
Look, so it's unlimited. It's all about you, you know.
But would you get bored? Like, how long is your like ideal length of tantric sex?
It just depends. And again, it's me personally or anybody. So, you know, it just depends on you. And so that's the thing, that there's no right and wrong. It's just what you desire.
And I guess we're calling it, I keep referring to it as tantric sex, but I guess for you that's just sex. Like, how you do you always have sex like that?
I do. Ooh. And so because it's and it's so it's not a it's just really changing your awareness, you know, and it's just being because like I said, when I was talking about just brushing your finger down your partner's arm, it's like what you're thinking when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So it's like not only is your finger brushing down your partner's arm, it's your thoughts brushing down that arm. It's your thoughts loving on that arm. It's your thoughts. Now, your thoughts connected with your vagina in your finger, rubbing down that arm.
What are you thinking? Like, oh, I'm liking this arm. This feels nice.
You'd be terrible at tantric.
So
I'm sexy. Shut up, Laura. Could we touch genitals, perchance? Yeah. What are you thinking? I need specifics.
Right, and so that's what I'm saying. It's like you. It's whatever you could. So this sexual energy is strong, powerful, creative energy. So whatever thoughts you attach to it, you will have that experience as well.
So would you have a bad experience if someone, you know, if you're just having like a bad day or an off day and you were just a bit negative, would that be a bad sex experience there?
It could be.
And could you tell if someone's thoughts weren't, like when you say, I love how you say loving on, if they weren't loving on?
Yes. Because look, it feels good to touch someone, right? It feels good to have sex, the physical part. So you probably will still feel good, but you would notice that it's not as connected. Yeah.
I guess it comes down to the communication that we've learned throughout this entire podcast. But I guess you're communicating with your mind.
Yes. I know that sounds hooey, because y'all are like, what? But seriously, it's like, so I guess just even beyond sex, I mean, we're so powerful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right? So with our thoughts. And so when you, so it's about with the sex, just becoming more intentional about creating this full experience.
Mm. Yeah, because I know you said, because I think at first I was, when you were sort of saying about energy, I was, but then I do think it's true, like how you can tell if someone's kind of not connecting with you or a bit off with you without them saying anything. I guess it's just that, yeah. I wouldn't use the term energy, but yeah, that is, it's the same thing, isn't it? And you can tell, like, if someone's into the sex, or not into the sex without them saying it. Like, you can just tell.
You get a sense, you get a vibe, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you able to tell us a little bit about the history of Tantra and where it comes from and, like, how it came to be kind of mainstream?
So there is a whole historical component to Tantra that comes out of the East. But in the West, look, I think that it has, just like meditation has, you know, come from the East, I suppose, yeah. And, you know, these whole things. But I think in the West, it's still the same thing. It still starts from that same foundation, mm-hmm. right, of connection, mm-hmm. you know, and making sex more than just, you know, this physical thing. It's just combining all of this together. And so I think so in the West, when we use Tantra, we are talking about that. We are still, even though it's not exactly rooted in the tantric practices of certain positions and things of that nature, it is again about the spirituality, if you are a spiritual person, or your energy or your thoughts and your body and your, you know, connecting with yourself and connecting with your partner.
So, yeah, so I guess it's for you, like, evolve from those Hindu origins, but you are aware of the origins. Like, is that something that sort of before you do it, you should look up?
You don't have to. I guess it depends on the type of person you are, yeah. right? Because this is about you. So sometimes we research or we see what other people are doing to give us ideas about how we could do it. But again, there is no right way. It's your way. So I can offer you suggestions. You can read about it, but it's ultimately going to boil down to your experience and what you bring to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, if I went away from this and wanted to try tantric sex, how do I know I'm doing it right? But then there's no right or wrong.
Exactly. So it's about your experience. Did it please you? Did you feel connected? Did you feel pleasure? Did you feel connected to yourself? Did you feel connected to your partner? You know, were you pleased by it? And I think that, you know, as with anything that you do, you know, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And, you know, jump in.
if Laura was to go and myself, after this podcast, we're going to go and give it a go. Can you give us some really basic tips for how we would do that? Like, what to try? Because someone said to me once that you should be breathing in and out each other's air as one of the tips.
Oh, that sounds...
It doesn't sound very COVID safe, does it? But say it's someone in your bubble. Yeah, could you give us some tips on practically what we should do when we're tantrically sexing?
So, okay, so with a partner, so you could, right? You could start with deep breathing together, like those deep breaths.
I went to do it then, Paisley. Come on.
Would we be sat, like, would we sit opposite each other, or like, where would we be? Laying down?
So why don't you could start in, like, with your legs crossed.
Okay, I'm doing it.
With your partner, across from you.
I'm picturing you.
So that you're facing each other.
There, Paisley.
Oh, you're so cute.
And then you take in those deep breaths and you just feel. So again, this is your opportunity to start feeling at one with yourself. And in that oneness, bring your partner into it. And so you could even, you know, so you start with deep breathing. You could start with just staring in each other's eyes. They say the eyes are the window to the soul. But you, again, it's about that connection. You're staring in each other's eyes. So what you could do at this point, and stare for, like, you know, I don't know, a long time. You know, just, but look, and if you start to feel uncomfortable, just sit with it, right? Because a lot of times we're not used to being that vulnerable. Even when we're having sex, sometimes we close ourselves off. This is about being totally open, vulnerable, free. One thing you can try at this point is get together and join your root chakras, your genitals. So that would be one partner sort of sitting on the other. Do you know what I mean?
Like in my lap.
Yes.
Are your genitals a chakra?
Yes.
Ooh, why did I think your chakra was in your chest?
There are.
We have them everywhere.
So they go from your head to your genitals.
And what are they?
So they're just energy centers.
Okay, so where you like feel a lot?
Yes. Yeah, so it's kind of where your energy emits from your body.
Okay, so Paisley's in my lap.
Okay.
So at this point,
I love to be in your lap. I miss you.
So now at this point, you can try synchronized breathing where you breathe together in a cycle. So you can either sort of put your mouths together like you're kissing, just close. And then as one person inhales, the other person exhales. So you become one breath.
Mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
We've lost Paisley.
I just feel so relaxed.
Is it just kind of like sexy meditation?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes. You could, yeah,
and can you do
that.
Like tantric masturbating?
Absolutely.
Why are you laughing at my tantric masturbating? Or would you, what else would you call it?
Oh, absolutely.
Tantric self-love.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yes. Look, I would encourage you to start with yourself.
Okay.
I would encourage you. So, what are we? Oh, we're breathing in sync.
Oh, yeah, we're still going.
And so now.
I thought tantra went on for
yes. So at this point, you already feel your oneness with this person, mm-hmm. you know? You can also use your thoughts to, like a lot of times when I, you know, am doing energy with people or connecting with a partner, I imagine my energy, like my thoughts, I imagine them as like, I like to do like white lights, like white wispy lights that, you know, exit my vagina into my partner and it swirls around and I can swirl it around them. And so then we become one in this vision, right? And so in the vision, I can swirl that around. And then you have this, because you're God, you are one. It's like everything you're thinking, everything that you feel, there is no separation between you two. So everything that you feel, your partner feels, everything your partner feels, you
okay,
feel.
I'm swirling my white wispy vagina light.
Yeah.
I'm like rocking in my like hips, right. Really trying to get into this.
Oh,
I feel sorry for all the listeners right now. This is not what they came for. I just want to hear Laura tantrically masturbating on the podcast.
I didn't know if we were still going. We probably should stop.
Yeah, no, we should. This is getting inappropriate now. This is, I'm going to have to tick the explicit box when I upload this.
So who can benefit from tantric sex? Can anyone?
Everybody. Look, this is our life force, our drive. This is one of our main drivers is to connect with other people. Everybody likes sex.
Could anyone not do it? Like, are some people, like, I guess I would be a bit hesitant. You know how you were saying staring into each other, you feel a bit uncomfortable. Is there anyone that you just wouldn't work with?
No. I mean, I think you just have to have the intention, right? And the openness. And the courage, right? To be vulnerable, to be your full self in front of someone.
Why do I feel like I want to cry?
You have to do it with a partner that you know really well then. Is it better than with just, you know, you don't do it on a hookup, a one night stand, some person you met in the bar?
Look, now that's, I would say that you can always do it.
Really?
Oh. You know, because that's what I'm saying. So we have, a lot of times we separate this. It's like casual. It's just getting off. Or this committed sex is like the powerful magic sex, right? But it doesn't have to be that way. You can have the most casual encounter and it still be connected and it still be pleasurable and still be powerful. And in fact, I would encourage people that are casual to kind of take a look at that. You know, you can give everything that you are and let it and still let that person go. Does that make sense? Because it's still you. And so that's what I'm saying. It's like, I would want for everybody to be fully present all the time in anything that you do. So that any sexual encounter you have is a powerful one.
I think that would be great in an ideal world. I think a lot of people are probably just quite afraid to be vulnerable with someone they don't know very well, which I guess is why I asked the question, because I know that I would be too scared to do it unless it was someone I really knew and trusted. But I really like that idea that we should treat all encounters the same, really.
Right. And so, you know, you may want to not stare into the eyes of your casual Tinder hookup, right? But within you, right? Because you're connecting with yourself, you can still connect without, you know, taking it that far, right? Yeah. You can still connect by being present, by being comfortable with yourself, being open with yourself, and in your mind, knowing what you're giving to the moment, what you're giving to your partner in that moment.
You have, well, I was kind of stalking you on the internet earlier and I found your OnlyFans. Is that how you, do you like host classes on there and teach people then?
So I have a lot of things that I do, I guess, as a sacred sex goddess. So I also, so a lot of times with my sessions that I do with clients who want to have the experience is, you know, I'm a dancer as well. I think I mentioned that earlier.
You did.
So, so I dance both for performing and both with connecting and sharing my energy. So a lot of the OnlyFans, I will do like live sessions and things of that nature with the OnlyFans. And, you know, I am working on some courses for women about, you know, connecting with that and being unafraid to claim your sexuality and to claim your power.
Sunny, can I ask you, I'm just desperate to know, what's been your best ever tantric sex experience?
Ooh, good one.
There was one session that I had, was that recently? I don't know, last year. It was very beautiful. You know, we set an intention that between us, we were going to be connected, that it was a sacred joining, right? So the session, I mean, I lost count of my orgasms. That's probably both physical and energy. And it was like hours. That was pleasure.
Hours. I bet you were knackered afterwards, though, weren't you?
Actually, no. Not really.
I need a timeout.
Do you stop and start during those hours? Like, do you have a little cup of tea and a rest?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, a rest. So it's different, right? Yeah, it's not continuous. Yeah, you take little breaks.
Are there any kind of myths and misconceptions that you want to debunk about it? That you want to be like, no, it's not about this. It's actually about this.
It's not really this unattainable mystic thing, right? It's like, you know, sometimes language, we use language to the best of our ability to explain things, right? And sometimes we get caught, thrown off by what something is called. Mm-hmm. So what I would just like to say is that this is something that is accessible to everyone. It is easy to do. You just have to decide to do it and believe that you can do it. Everything that you need to do it is already in you.
I just thought of another question, Sunny. saying that everyone can do it, I always think of like tantric sex as like you're in swings and you're upside down and you're... Could you have tantric sex just in the missionary position?
Yes.
Great.
Is that all you needed to know?
Yes. Well, as in like it's not about the kind of positions.
Well, it obviously that is a component. You know, everything is, I think it depends on how you want to approach it, right? So you can go and research Tantra and I would advise you to do so if that resonates with you, right? To go and see these particular positions, these particular techniques that they have done from the inception of it. Yes. If that's how you want to approach it. So I think, you know, from a Western perspective, or just in a way that makes this accessible to everyone, again, I just kind of bring it back to just being able to connect with yourself and being comfortable with yourself and really loving yourself unconditionally, and being able to share that feeling that you have about yourself and your sexuality with a partner.
I love that you make it accessible. No, I just think it is nice that you've made it accessible in that way, because I think the upside down stuff can scare people off.
Yeah.
So Sunny, if people want to find you after the podcast, where are you on the internet? Tell us.
Oh, I'm on Instagram and Twitter. I'm most active on Instagram.
What's your handle?
It's at Sunny Joy Loves. Sunny is spelled with an I.
And your OnlyFans?
It's Sunny Joy Loves.
Okay, I'm going to be stalking you immediately afterwards.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. Laura's going to go and...
Tantric. Would you say tantrically masturbate? I mean, I'm not going to be, it's 20 to 5. I've still got 40 minutes of work.
Well, technically, this is my job, so I could, couldn't I?
You could.
I might go, yeah. I'm going to breathe into myself.
Thank you, Sunny.
Thank you so much, Sunny.
Oh, thanks for having me. I had so much fun. Thanks,
bye.
Bye.
Get under there, Laura.
I'm back under the duvet. Sorry, I got a bit hot under there during that that conversation.
Oh, I bet you did.
Doesn't that sound like my dream sex though? Like minimal sex, just arm touching.
It just always makes me think of the time you said that you like to go to the cinema and feel someone's hand rest upon yours. And that to you is electric. And I'm like, yeah, Laura, tantric is for Laura.
Apart from maybe like... the wispy vagina light, that one where I was a bit like, oh, I'm
that
not sure.
Too far,
but
you.
I feel like Sunny has really opened my eyes a bit. I guess it is just like, because letting your like inner thoughts of like what you look like or if you're doing it right and all those things. I like that she just like broke it down to like the basics of like really being in the moment.
Yeah, and isn't that what I'm thinking? Do you remember Karen Gurney, the sex therapist who wrote Mind the Gap? We had her on, and she said it's all really about being mindful and being present in the moment, isn't it? And I think so many of us struggle to do that. Like tantric sex doesn't sound so ridiculous when you just think of it as that.
Yeah, I think I just struggle with aspects like this, the looking into each other's eyes for it. I could feel myself even alone in this room getting embarrassed.
Could you? But isn't that so funny? I was thinking about that too. I was like, I don't want to look in anyone's bloody eyes. And it's like, well, you're shagging them. You should be able to look in their eyes. Why do we think of that as so intimate?
Yeah, you're about to look up their vagina.
Look up it. What sex act are you doing? vagina gazing.
It's true though, isn't it? That's when I just think I'm just a little bit immature, shall we say.
I think we all are a little bit.
So would you try it?
Yeah, I was just thinking actually, am I gonna rope someone into doing it with me this weekend? That's what I was thinking. How about you?
I think you should. I would try it. I don't think I'd use the words. I just for some reason hate the term energy. But I think I can, the concept of it, yes. I wouldn't be up for hours and days though. Oh no.
Well, we've got nothing else to do, so.
I know, but you'd love that. I'd get, I don't know, bored. Dry up.
Lube, baby.
Are you just yawning then as well?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I can go for hours, bored.
Like, ugh. All right. Should we report back to the poor listeners on how we get on with that?
Yeah, that tantric. So that means I have to, because I'm obviously not going to have sex in between this podcast and next.
You don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'd rather talk about my sex than tantric masturbation, to be honest. okay, let's end.
Yeah, no, let's make it end. This brings us to the end of this episode of Cosmopolitan's All The Way With. Thanks so much to Sunny Joy for joining us and to you all for listening. And if you have any sex questions or dating dilemmas, please message us on Twitter or Instagram at Cosmopolitan UK.
I love how professional we go for the outro. Cosmopolitans all the way with
Cosmopolitans. You ruined it!
No. Cosmopolitans all the way with was recorded remotely by Number 8 Studios and is available to download on Acast, iTunes and all the usual podcast apps. Happy Tantra. Would you say Tantra? Happy Tantra.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.